Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best podcast in the world. This is the Strength and Skills Podcast. I'm your host, Nick, and with me there is this crazy Austrian guy, Marcel Haselwanter.
Hello, hello.
All right, today's topic is the off-season. Talking about weighted calisthenics and street lifting. But I think most of the topics we are talking about today will also be general for calisthenics. It's also for freestyle, you just have to implement it. First of all, what's an off-season? You want to start? Should I start?
Yeah, you can start.
All right. Off-season is the time of the year where you don't compete, where you take some time off, but this time off doesn't mean you're not training or something. It's more of you have to
build up.
You have to build up.
Build up muscle, strength.
That's it.
And a good basic for the competitions.
That's again so important. Doesn't matter if you're doing weighted calisthenics and street lifting or freestyle. It is no matter that you have to build up after a competition, of course. Yeah. The competition is there for, you checked during the peaking for a competition probably that you have some weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely have to eliminate them.
And strengthen your passive structures.
Definitely. Yeah. That's so important.
And work on your technique. Also one very important thing when it comes to off-season.
Yes. First thing in the off-season, work on your weaknesses. I think that's mostly, it can be that it is your triceps during the dips, that it's not strong enough.
Yeah.
I think that's something we worked on over the past few weeks very much.
True. Very true, yes.
And the next thing is also checking, okay, what is my weakness? As most people don't even have a clue about what is my weakness. Where do I have to improve?
Is it my mobility? Is it my technique? Or is it the mobility why my technique lacks?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
That's
there.
So
yeah. And it depends. And it's different to every athlete.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Sometimes it's also your stability. So if your shoulder girdle isn't very, very stable, you definitely lack on dips, on pull-ups, on muscle-ups. Definitely. There will be some structures that need some improvement and you got to do, you got to put the work in.
Yeah.
Find out what's the weakness and then eliminate it. Next thing is building a better muscular base.
Yeah.
So important. More muscle mass is always the thing to, it's the key to more strength in the end.
Yeah. In the beginning, of course,
In the beginning,
yeah,
definitely.
In the beginning, of course. More muscle mass correlates with a higher 1RM. Yeah, and?
Yeah, that's the big point.
That's the big point, yeah.
I think especially in weighted calisthenics and streetlifting, there is no one, not even one man, who has already reached his genetic
potential.
I don't think so.
We are not even close.
Not even close. We are all skinny, weak fuckers.
Good, you said fuckers. Yeah.
that's a very important point. Yeah. So to build up more strength, you need some more muscle mass. Normally, usually. And that's something you definitely can improve during the off season.
Yeah.
It depends a little bit on how important it is right now. As the first thing you should improve is some weaknesses, some techniques stuff, and then comes the muscle mass.
Yes, that's the second step.
I think so. Yes. So first step is check out your weaknesses in some muscle things so that you get stronger in the triceps, stronger in your quads, get a more stable core and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, of course, have to check up your technique. And that's so important.
One of the most important things.
I think so.
When you have a good technique, you can build more muscle mass because you control the movement better, and you're activating more muscles, and you work better, yeah, in the end.
That's so important. In the end, it is always about how efficient are you with your technique, and how efficient can you use the muscle you have, you know? That's the big point. So for you, in the beginning, first step after competition is rewatching what was the problem. So even if you had all lifts,
what was the problem? You don't squat 300 kilo. Yes. You know what I mean.
That's it. Yeah. If you haven't been just if you just haven't been strong enough.
Yeah,
that's a weakness too.
So strong is a skill.
Yeah,
yeah.
Strength is a skill, definitely. And find it. Yeah. Then work on it. Eliminate the weaknesses. So after the competition, you jump into rewatching your videos, checking what's the weakness.
With very low weights in the beginning.
The beginning.
Very, very important. Also reducing the stress after the competition.
That's so important.
Very important also for your passive structures here. So you're not get injured because of the stress on your body after peaking.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, it can be up to 16 weeks of really, really hard work for your body and really hard work for your passive structures, for your ligaments and all that stuff.
And for your mental.
Yes.
Also
for the mental health. That's so, so big. So after the competition, start with light weights, improve the technique, work on some little weaknesses, and then you're gonna build up. Yeah? So take your time. Yeah, that can be like 6 weeks of not so hard training after competition, but very, very technical and very about how to hit the right muscle in the right way as you want it.
Yeah, and also a very big point, get the equipment away. So check your squat without equipment, if there are any issues with your mobility and with the stability, and then later, when it's getting to build up the mass, you can put it in again.
Yeah, you can bring that back up. That's not a big thing. So after competition, put the ego away, put the work in. Then after 6 weeks, when your technique is really better, and you build up some muscle where you needed them to fight some weaknesses, and probably after that time your mental thing is back on.
You're back on point. I also felt that after competition we did some off work, and this was very good for me and for mental health, and also for my structures, because peaking is hard. And you have more risk of injury, and you have to know that. So,
that's so important. So, and then after the first maybe 6 weeks, this can also lead up to like 8 or maybe 10 weeks.
It depends.
It depends. Yeah. Some things just need more time. If you really have big problems with a butt wink on the squat, that can take like 2 or 3 months to improve that.
Yeah.
Take that time. Improve it and then come back and then put in the work with some to build up some more muscle, and come back to the next competition after maybe 6 months and just
even more
and bring it then. That's so important. So the big thing about it is most people have no clue how to structure the off season. And when you come back from the competition, you're just like, all right, I'm jumping into whatever I like. I love to have some fun in my workout. Now I haven't done my statics and all that stuff. I'm going to do all that now.
Yeah. And I give a fuck about my main lifts, because I did them so long. I don't have to do it now.
Yes.
And
that's a big issue. When you jump into the off season, there's no problem to put in some more work that's not so specialized on the stuff you have to do in competition.
Yeah.
That's completely okay. Yeah, to put some assistance in there. But keep your main lifts always
in. Yeah.
At least once a week. Better twice a week. That's really important in structuring your program. And next thing is, during the off season, it's very important to higher up the volume and not so much intensity. I see people still after competitions 2 months later again maxing out.
For no fucking reason.
For no reason. Just for the sake of a new PR. Okay for you. But that's why you just improve over maybe like 2.5 or 5 kg in a half a year. And that's if you put in the right work and structure the program.
And trust the progress.
And trust the pro.
And let your ego behind.
Yes. This is put in so the work important. Without maxing out for at least 4 months, better 6 months. And then you have it. And then you will get the gains. You will get them. It's not like you don't build up strength by 6 or 8 or 12 reps. Yeah. You still build that up.
Yeah.
That's an important point to understand. And maxing out every 2 months just because your ego says so, because you saw something on Instagram that tells you, someone maxed out. I gotta max out this week too. Yeah. Oh, yes. I gotta show this motherfucker. I'm the man. That's so stupid.
Yeah. In the long term.
In the long term. For you, stupid. For your ego, it's great because you show them you're the man.
Yeah.
But to be honest, in the end, the one who has the longer off season will be the one with the much stronger comeback.
This is like that. Yeah,
it is definitely like that. Yeah, because you took more time to improve. So get in the game, see what's your problem, fix the problem, build up strength by first of all building up muscle. But before that, you improve your technique. And there are some guys out there who definitely need to work on technique more. And it will help you.
Everybody has to work on
technique. Everybody.
Some need some more. That's true, yeah.
That's really definitely important. Yeah. So, when you did that, then you come back into it and get more into a more strength-based program so that you can do your 4 to 6 reps in a program. But first of all, you fix everything, you build up some more mass, and building muscle mass takes time. It's not done in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Usually it's not done in 8 weeks. Take at least 12 to 16 weeks to build up some more mass, especially there where you lack on strength and mass. So, if there is a big problem in your squat, that you come back with the knees too early all the time, and that's the big problem in your squat, that's why you don't squat more, then you need stronger quads.
Yeah.
Take your time to make them stronger, and take your time to build up some more mass on that. And that's so important.
Yeah. And do variations.
Do some variations.
Do a high bar squat.
Do a high bar squat. Yes. Yeah. Do a front squat.
Yeah.
Do it smart.
Do it smart, yes.
And do some more reps than 4. Get that in. Yeah. Make this muscle grow. That's so important. There are no skinny champions. And this game is evolving. The time runs. You need to get smart in your training because the time is running and everybody else is putting in the work, and there are more people who have coaches now, and they're gonna kill you in the next competition if you don't do it smart. And to be honest,
a coach is much more objective with you than you ever will.
I'm pretty sure the coach will know more about how to structure a program than you. That's actually it. That's why the best in the world in every sport have a coach. That's why.
Everybody
in every sport. All right, so structure your off-season program by eliminating weaknesses, building some more muscles, taking care of your passive structures, improving your technique, and then comes the time when you build up some more strength, and that's the time where you build up your mental strength. And that's mm-hmm. the next important step in the off season. Make yourself very strong in singles.
Yeah.
And especially when you're a beginner in the strength sport, and when you're not used to singles, it will take more time for you to get into this state of mind to do heavy singles.
Yeah, you can't compare one rep to a set of 10 reps. That's a completely different thing.
Yes.
A completely different thing. And fix your setup. Oh, damn it. Fix your setup. That's very important. So your start, your squat, your dip, your pull-up, always the same.
Here we go. Yeah, I think that's an important point that comes together with the technique stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because for me, setup is a big technique thing. So having your technique fixed is something that you probably don't get done by yourself. That's just the thing. No. Your technique is shitty because you tried to coach yourself and it doesn't work. Because you need someone who looks on your technique and gives you the right input on that. That's so important. Get that done. Find somebody who can help you with that over long term and not just one session. Because after one session, your technique is not fixed.
No. That's never, so important. You do it maybe right for 1 week and then...
And then you're going to fuck it up again.
Yeah, again, yeah.
Because your ego...
When the weight goes up, you will fuck it up again, yeah.
That's so important to understand. Yeah? Do that over weeks.
Months.
Years. Yeah? Yes, you're never done.
And that's, never done learning, yeah.
Yeah, that's so important to understand. So in the end, it always comes to this one conclusion. Get a coach. And that's not me trying to say you my own coaching. Yeah, that's just being smart.
Yeah.
Being just smart. Yeah. So all right. Hopefully we could have helped you with your off season stuff. Improve your weaknesses, build some muscles, take care of your passive structures, improve your mobility if needed. Yeah. The mm-hmm. big thing is to really analyze what is needed now and then go the right steps and build some more muscle mass.
With your coach.
with your coach. that's a step that's needed. All right. I think that's it.
I think we have said all about off season, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially you.
Sorry,
it's good. It's completely fine. It's good.
All right.
My first English podcast.
you will get used to it.
Yeah, we'll get used to it.
All right. For you as a listener, if you want more details about that and want to have a great off season to improve your strength, to improve your technique, take care of your weaknesses, then you better go on bar-bellcoaching.com. .de, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Get your first contact. Talk to us in a first call, and then we get you done and make you a monster.
Yeah.